The title of this message is Your Thoughts and Your Imaginations. Your thoughts and your imaginations are like a steering wheel for your life. They can be the source of your success if taken care of, or source of hindrances for your failures. Thoughts and imaginations can either make you or break you. They even determine the words you speak and the actions you take. The ultimate goal of the devil is to control the process of your thoughts and imaginations. Because in doing so, he will control the mind of the human being. You see, if Satan can control your mind, then he can influence your words and your actions. You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. The mind is the motor of your soul. If an evil spirit seeks to carry out its evil desires in your life, then it will do so by exalting itself through your thoughts and imaginations. Therefore, it is essential that you place your thoughts under the obedience and captivity of Christ. As we read in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5, which says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." When the believer comes to know Christ as his or her Lord and Savior, he or she begin to operate under a new law, namely the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, as stated in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, which says, "Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death." Now, when a believer places his or her thoughts under the obedience and captivity of Christ, he or she is confirming the sovereignty of the law of Christ over the law of sin and death, which the devil still persists to confront mankind with. The challenge for mankind is to stay grounded in the law of Christ. You can only achieve this by being constantly aware that your mind, inspired by Jesus, is the fertile ground from which to serve God. This is confirmed by Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, which states, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." In order to have and retain a sound mind, a regular prayer life is an essential and important asset. It enables you to have a stable mind, avoiding pitfalls like drug addictions, mental sickness, and depression, etc. Prayer also enables you to keep in tune with God and delivers you from the influences which attack your mind, as we read in Ephesians 6, verse 12, which says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." The source of everything you do is your thinking or someone else's thinking about you. That is why it is important to be aware or have a sense of realization that each person should take as much responsibility for making decisions for themselves. Otherwise, if you don't make your own decisions, then you leave the door open for others to make them for you. Of course, if you're under parental care or you're an invalid, decisions are often made for you. Your thoughts and your imaginations are gifts from God, as you are told in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You can see from this scripture that it is your responsibility to maintain a sound mind, which is made up of good thoughts and imaginations. This can only be achieved by regular prayer, fellowship, reading of the Word, and worshiping God. You're also encouraged to focus your mind on the goodness of God, as stated in Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Such an attitude will help you to make up your mind about what you want. If you don't have good intentions for yourself, the intentions of other people will overwhelm you. That is when you will be often influenced to do what other people want for you and not what you really want for yourself. Having good thoughts and a sound imagination is a worthwhile goal that every human being should aim for. Achieving such a goal will improve all aspects of your life. The relationship with God through prayer will help you to remain at a high level of peace, love, and understanding, as you read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. One of the most prevalent sicknesses troubling our society today is mental illness. The hospitals and clinics are constantly confronted with patients seeking mental help. It is good to remember that Jesus was crucified and died on Golgotha. The meaning of Golgotha is the skull. Your skull is the seat of the mind. And that means that Jesus, through his death on Golgotha, freed the human mind from the power of the devil. May God bless you to digest and understand this message, that you might receive good thoughts and good imaginations. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
There's a man who looks after you and me. He's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants our sorrows to bear. Angels know his name. He reminds as he was yesterday. Anytime, if you ever need a friend, anytime, no matter when, call on him, yeah, call on him straight away. Now's the time, for heaven's sake, don't delay. Angels know his name. You should know his name. It's always been the same. Today, as he was yesterday. After you and me, he's a man we cannot see. There's a man who's got so much love to share. He's a man who wants all sorrows to bear. Angels know his name. You should know his name. It's always been the same. Today, as he was yesterday, he remains the same. As he was yesterday, he is the same today.